Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is April the 12th, 2019. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 175 of the Follow English podcast, and today I'm going to talk about the difference between tall and high. I'm going to talk about the difference between these two very confusing adjectives, tall and high. And I think every learner of English at some point in their learning had to struggle a bit with the meaning of these two words and the usage as well. Of course, the best thing when it comes to collocations, it's to observe the language and then try to reproduce the same or to use the words in the same contexts or similar contexts. The more you are exposed to the language, the more contexts in which the words are used you will remember. So I'm using this forum that I often refer to in my podcast episodes. It's called Stack Exchange. You can find it at english.stackexchange.com. So this is basically a forum where lots of users ask questions about language, about meaning, about syntax, whatever. And other users answer the questions. So you can log in and answer the questions. The questions also, the answers get voted. So the best answers should be on top. All right, so I'm going to read. I found this question about the difference between tall building and high building. And generally, I can tell you that the rule here, if you want some rule, or what I normally observe, is that when you talk about people, you should use the word tall. And when you talk about a mountain, for instance, you should use the word high. So that's a starting point for our discussion here today. But the question I found in the forum is actually about the difference between tall building and high building. And this is one of the examples. If you Google both of these terms, you will find many examples or many queries that have both of them. So as you can see, this is the problem. So when we think about people and mountains, then it's pretty clear that we should use tall when we describe people and high when we describe mountains. But when it comes to a building or something else, or a bottle, or a whatever object you want to describe, then sometimes it's a bit confusing. We don't know what to use. One of the answers here, very technical one, says that tallness is the length of an object that is typically upright, an absolute measure. Height is a distance above an origin or original position or surface. Height applied to objects, in particular persons, can mean how tall they are. So if you use the word height, the noun, you can use it to describe a person. Like you could say Tom's height is 6 feet 2 inches. And you could also say the height of the Eiffel Tower is 300 and such meters. But when it comes to the adjective, it's different, because when it comes to the adjective, we should use the word tall when we are talking about people. You could only use high when you're talking about people if you're talking about their location. Imagine there are two people, Tom and Sue, climbing a mountain, and you can see them from a distance. You know, you can, you're using your binoculars and you can see them. So you observe their positions in the mountain, and then you could say that Tom is higher than Sue, as Tom's height on the mountain is greater than Sue's height. So it means he has climbed to a greater height. Now, if we're talking about how tall they are and comparing their heights, we could say that Sue is taller than Tom because Sue is 6 feet 3 inches tall, while Tom is 6 feet 2 inches tall. So Sue is taller than Tom. There is another interesting part of this discussion here. It says, high is used for talking about things that are a long way from the ground. In the case of a mountain, you're talking about the top of the mountain. Or about things whose top parts are a long way from the ground. That's the example I just gave, sorry. So three examples here. A high shelf. So it means the shelf is a long way from the ground. A high window, it means the window is a long way from the ground. And the world's highest mountain, it means that the top of this mountain is a long way from the ground. Tall, on the other hand, is used to talk about people or things that measure more than usual from their bottom to their top, especially things that are more high than wide. And this is an interesting concept here, like a person or a tree. What does this concept of being more high than wide means? It means that if you take the top part of that thing, the distance, the width, is pretty much the same as the width you have of that same thing if you consider the bottom part. Yeah, so a person normally, let's say that the head of a person is not much different, the width, if you compare to the 2 feet, if you put the 2 feet together. So that's basically the idea. The same goes for a tree. Of course, you could argue that a tree might be much wider at its top, but generally, if you don't consider the leaves, and you take out all the branches as well, you will have basically the trunk of the tree, and that's what you should consider in this case. Or when you're talking about a lamp post, yes, so that's the same idea. I hope you understood this concept, because as you can't see me, you can just hear me. It's kind of hard to explain that. But anyway, so tall is used to talk about people or things that measure more than is usual from their bottom to their top, especially things that are more high than wide. For example, a tall lamp post, or a tall thin bottle, or the tallest boy in the class. So I think this is a very useful concept if you understand. And I had heard about this somewhere else, but anyway, there is a lot of overlap, I should say, about the usage of these two words, and probably many native speakers also use them get confused about how to use them. But anyway, I hope I have helped you understand some of the differences between these two words. And again, what I said at the beginning, try to, if you're worried about the collocations, try to observe the contexts and the kind of word that combines with tall and the kind of word that combines with high. This is it for today. I hope you're all learning something. I would like to finish by reminding you that you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. You can also just look for Follow English altogether, one word. You can also visit our webpage, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can keep sending your emails if you have any suggestions or questions, to info@followenglish.com.br. And finally, you can, if you visit our webpage, you can add your email to the email list. In this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. And you can also find us on any podcatcher or that you might be using. You can follow us on iTunes. And that's it. I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye.